I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, you hear that? That's what home field sounds like. It's how you know it's time to go for the win.
Oh, look at that! What did we just see?
Gambet DC is your home field advantage for sports betting. Bet from almost anywhere in DC with an easy-to-use app and convenient betting locations district-wide. Online, in-app, or in-person. Get the home field advantage with Gambet DC.
Must be 18 or older to bet. Please play responsibly.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Audio.
Mama?
Sorry, sweetie. Mommy is just a little upset.
Is Nick going to be okay?
Of course he will, Amelia.
But you're worried.
It's my job, not yours. Come here, sweetie.
Audio Media presents How I Died.
Hey.
You shouldn't be here.
I have a bone to pick with Kim.
I mostly meant, why are you cutting through here?
Oh.
Are you having an emergency?
No.
You don't have a shift, do you?
No.
Oh, that's right. So remind me again why you're cutting through my ER.
What is going on?
I just told you.
This isn't about me walking through. This is about us breaking up.
We were never together in the first place. I took care of you while you were hurt.
And I said I'm sorry for how things happened, but we moved too quickly and...
I thought you were like me. And it turns out I was way off.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
It's not like I did it on purpose. I just...
It wasn't just your decision, you know. I learned way more about you than I wanted to, and I don't like it.
Sorry you feel that way. I'm really hoping we can get past this and work together again.
Work together? You think you're going to get your job back? Good luck.
Not yet. I think I have some leverage that might convince Kim to unsuspend me, though.
There you go. Manipulate people while you can.
Amelia, I...
Stay out of my ER unless you have an actual emergency. Actually, if you have another emergency, still stay out.
Wow.
Going up?
Yeah.
What floor?
Third. Thanks.
Oh, God. What happened?
I don't know. The elevator stopped. Come on, come on. Come on. Hello? It's not working.
Don't like small spaces.
I'm sure it'll get started again soon. Let me try the door.
Okay.
No dice.
I'm not feeling so well.
You look pale. You should sit.
You think I should?
Definitely. Here. Let me help.
Okay, thanks.
Is it claustrophobia or are you ill?
Did the chemo bag give it away?
Sorry.
My name is Lily.
John.
Nice to meet you.
Were you headed up to the cancer wing?
Yep. Home sweet home.
I hope whatever this is gets fixed soon.
It's all right, I guess. I'm kind of comfy down here anyway.
You still look pretty pale.
I'll be all right.
You mind if I check your blood pressure? Oh, duh. I'm a doctor here, so... Or I was a doctor here.
You don't look like a doctor.
Yeah, I was suspended a few weeks ago.
Suspended? Should I be worried at all?
No, not at all. It's not like that. I got suspended for, well, it's kind of complicated, but it's nothing to do with me being a bad doctor.
You're the type of person who keeps all their burdens to themselves, huh?
That's a little out of nowhere.
I'm the same way, though. Always put on a brave face, so people never see you sweat.
Not quite. I don't hide my emotions very well. That's sort of what got me into this mess in the first place.
Oh, I see. Talking back to the boss man, huh?
Multiple.
Bosses?
I told you it's complicated. Can I check your vitals now?
No, not so fast. You need to tell me something personal about you first.
Seriously? You could be spiking a fever.
Yes, I'm very serious. I'm not letting a stranger touch me. Would you? I make all my doctors do it.
Okay, fine. I hate coffee. I only drink tea.
That's it.
What? Yeah, that doesn't count?
Not at all. Unless hating coffee defines you as a person.
Can I just say it does, and then we move on?
If someone hated coffee enough to let it define them as a person, I think you could see that coming a mile away.
You're an odd one.
Now that is how I define myself.
Can I please check your vitals now?
Oh, I must have missed the part where you told me a truth. Something people don't know about you.
My ex died. I don't think I'm really over it yet.
Heavy.
May I?
Mm-hmm. How'd she die?
Your vitals look good.
Sorry. I guess if it was something traumatic, you wouldn't want to talk about it. My turn. So, before I came here, I was planning on dropping out of high school and going to beauty school, like in Greece.
Do you really do this with everyone?
Yeah, I really do this with everyone. If you can't open up to someone who's dying, then who can you talk to?
Wise beyond your years.
Well, it's your turn.
We don't need to keep going back and forth. I'm sure the elevator will start again soon. And besides, we should conserve our air.
I'm feeling kind of faint.
What's wrong?
I think I need...
Lily?
Lily,
I need you to stay awake.
I need you to... tell me another secret.
Seriously, for fuck's sake.
Whoa, mine are here.
That wasn't funny.
Sorry.
My ex-fiance was a guy, by the way. You said she earlier.
Oh, you're gay.
Something like that. But most of my serious relationships were with men.
That's cool. Why didn't you correct me when I said it?
What do you mean?
Well, I had a cat at home who was cute as a button, and I tie a little bow in his hair and put on a pink collar and walk him around on a dog leash, and people would always think he was a she, but anytime they'd ever say, "Aw, what's her name?" I'd correct them by instantly saying, "His name is Mittens."
So?
Why didn't you correct me and say your ex was a he?
I've gotten used to it.
Yeah, but it's gotta bug you at least a little.
It's fine.
Come on. Dying here, remember?
When I moved here, I got a sense that this place was a little less open to that. It's not just here. I mean, it's not really the thing you advertise. Who wants to be the gay doctor, you know? Recently, I kind of closed off again.
So you didn't want to say anything to make people dislike you?
It's not really about that. It's more about being treated differently.
Since when is that a bad thing? People treat me differently all the time.
It's a different kind of different.
Well, I think it's good to be different.
It's your turn.
That's the spirit. Let's see. Oh, okay, here's one. I actually didn't mind losing my hair.
Really?
Yeah. I like the wigs, because you can switch them out all the time, and there's different colors and stuff. My hair was dumb.
I bet you've told other people that before.
I bet you've told other people about your ex.
Well, not around here.
And I haven't told you about the wigs before, so...
Fair enough.
Your turn.
Let's see. I recently realized that I was mean to someone, and I wish I could go back and undo that.
Another boy?
More than one person, actually.
One of your bosses?
Well, one of the bosses. The other can go screw off.
And which one of them were you going to see? The good witch or the bad witch?
You must really like old movies, huh?
Well, not much else to do when you're confined to a bed. But answer the question?
A few days ago, I wouldn't have called either of them the good witch, but I'm starting to think I was too harsh on one.
You're bad at this.
Sorry. Definitely going to see the bad witch.
I hope you brought some water.
Do you need something to drink?
I was kidding. To melt her? Are you really not getting this?
Right.
You should relax a bit.
You're not looking too great, though. And your chemo bag is almost empty. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Just fine.
Well, I've been better.
What stage did you say you were?
I didn't.
Don't say it's too personal.
No, it's not... it's not that.
You okay?
I'll be okay. but you don't actually have any water, do you?
I don't. But hopefully this elevator starts moving again. Isn't it your turn?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to leave the cancer ward.
Yeah, had a feeling.
How?
Well, it's not often they let cancer patients actively getting chemo walk around the hospital. But besides that, that right there is an anti-metabolite chemotherapy bag. It's used to treat leukemia and some of the worst cancers.
Yeah. Small intestine, stage 3.
I'm so sorry.
They told me my recovery chance was low. But I can see it all over my mom's face. I'm not making it back from this.
You're too good at reading people.
Can I tell you something?
It is your turn, right?
I'm really afraid of dying. Sorry.
Did I tell you what kind of doctor I was?
No, you didn't.
I'm a forensic pathologist, which means I examine dead people to figure out what killed them.
God. It's like foreshadowing.
That's not what I meant. I meant that you don't need to be afraid. Death isn't that bad.
Easy for you to say.
Trust me.
Because you see dead people?
Enough with the movie references.
I wasn't referencing a movie. I'm being serious. How do you know?
Because I do... I do see dead people.
I don't get why that should make me feel any better.
Lily, I'm being serious. It's my turn, right?
I guess I don't really remember now.
So that's my secret. That's my thing that I've literally never told anyone before. Or at least living people. I actually see ghosts.
You're not kidding.
I'm being serious.
Like, you're clairvoyant? Is that the word?
No. Well, I don't know. But I can see ghosts of people that have died. I can speak to them, and that's how I do my job.
I'm sorry, but I'm not young enough anymore to believe something ridiculous like that.
It's true. When someone dies, they reappear nearby as a ghost. But the ghost looks exactly like the normal person. Like they're not see-through or scary looking at all like you see in movies. The only thing that's different is that they float a few centimeters off the ground.
You're not messing with me.
Not at all. Sometimes I even have trouble telling when someone is alive or a ghost, especially if I didn't know that they were dead in the first place. I was actually being followed by a ghost a few days ago. That's one of the people that I always mean to, before and after he died.
After? So, wait, they can actually hear you, too?
Yeah, they can. They can hear everything. You just can't hear them. I try to talk to them when they appear and explain what's going on, and I usually see if they know what happened to, well, to try to solve the crime of who or what killed them.
Wow. That's... That is a lot to take in.
I am sure it is, trust me. I've never told anyone this secret before. It just feels like it's kind of shooting out of me, you know? Feels nice to open up.
This is so freaking cool.
Really?
Yes? Ghosts and stuff are real?
I don't know about and stuff, but ghosts definitely are.
Wow. Why are you telling me all this?
You said to tell you a secret, and I've been keeping this one for about 29 years. I was also telling you in the hopes that it would help.
To help?
When you... Oh, if you die.
When?
Well, yeah. Everybody dies eventually. So when we all die, we become ghosts. There's no darkness after. No pain. Nothing to fear.
But you're stuck as a ghost. You're still dead.
You are dead, but it's not stuck. There's something after.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I don't have any way of knowing. But from what I've heard about being a ghost, you're still you. You think normally, you just don't feel any pain or illness. It sounds nice.
But no one can hear you or see you. Well, except for you, I guess.
That's true. Are you okay?
I don't feel well.
You're not dying today. Not with me here.
Well, if I did, you'd probably be the best choice.
Take a deep breath.
John, what does dying feel like?
I think it depends. For some people, it's quick and painless. You get shot or decapitated, and the next thing you know, you're a ghost. And as a ghost, you don't really feel anything.
And for some other people, it's miserable and agonizing.
You're not going to die today.
But I will die sometime.
Well, if that day comes and you're in the hospital, they won't let you be in pain.
And then I won't feel anything as a ghost.
Correct.
Well, at least I can haunt my family and friends.
Yeah.
No. You're lying. Why are you lying?
You're too good at that.
I can't haunt my family. I can't be with my friends.
It's not how everyone imagines it. You're not actually able to interact with the world. And you can only stay as a ghost for a little while.
Why?
Being a ghost takes a toll on you.
I thought you said it didn't hurt.
It's a mental toll, not a physical one.
So I'll go crazy.
It'll take a while. It's different for everyone. But eventually, being unable to feel or touch or, well, usually talk to anyone will make you miserable.
But I can come talk to you.
I'm not great company, I'm afraid.
So, then what?
Then you'll want to move on.
Is this supposed to help me feel any better?
I think so.
Why? Now I just know what's coming.
That doesn't make it less scary. Fear of the unknown is essentially part of fear itself.
You're being way too sciencey about it. I'm still afraid. There's still the unknown. Now there's just another stage in between.
That's a good point.
So then what do you think happens when you, what did you call it?
Move on.
Yeah. What happens?
I have no idea.
But what do you think happens?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that?
You aren't. You're not supposed to know. I just want to know what you think it could be.
Huh. I guess I like to believe that your energy or your spirit kind of dissipates into the world and is returned to where it's supposed to be.
Do you believe in heaven, John?
I have no idea. No, I don't.
I do.
Then there you go. When you move on, maybe you'll go to heaven.
Which is hopefully not like being a ghost.
Hopefully it's like everything you think it'll be.
Thank God.
Don't sound so relieved.
I'm just feeling really tired. I'm ready to go back to bed.
By the way, before the doors open, if you tell anyone what we talked about, I'll blame it on your fever like no tomorrow.
It'll be our secret.
There you are.
Hey, Nurse Camden.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
She had a bit of a fever and some coughing, but overall her vitals are stable.
Dead.
Thanks, John. Where are you going? I thought you were going to the third floor.
I think I'll take the stairs. I can't believe you told her that. It's not like it even really helped. And now I'm just, what, telling people about this stuff after I've done so much to keep it a secret? Damn it, John.
Oh, Jonathan. I was just on my way out.
We had an appointment.
We did. For about 20 minutes ago. You missed it.
Well, I need to talk to you anyway.
So did I. But we can save it for tomorrow.
You rescheduled?
No, just pop up before your shift tomorrow.
I'm confused.
Why?
I wanted to talk to you about some sensitive information I think you'd like to know. And to see about getting my job back.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry about the circumstances, but I'm glad you decided to see the error of your ways and send some tapes to me. It'll take some time for me to get through these, but we can talk soon. I expect you to send me the rest shortly, yes?
Yes.
Great. Schedule an appointment for later this week with Anne.
What in the world? Wait a minute. Does that mean I can get back to my lab? Hold on. What the fuck? One of my tapes. God damn it. Someone found it. I don't understand. Crowley doesn't have them. Who has my tapes? Who would give them to Dr. Kim? The only other person that had access here was Dr. Clark. The janitor? No, doesn't make any sense. Bianca, it's John, I'm back. Bianca, no way. Her body's gone.
Thank you.
I Died is an audio media original production, created and written by Vince DiGianni, directed and edited by Chroma Sakura, and mixing by Eric Howell. The How I Died theme song was created by Silent Mike. Starring me as John Spacer, Shayna Waring as Sheriff Crowley, David Dixon as Curtis, Luis Bermudez as Eric Mendez, Vin Vox as Dr. Kim, and Caitlin Roberts as Amelia. This episode featured a guest performance by Abigail Stewart as Lily. Thanks so much for listening, and until next episode, try not to die.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.